pretty good.
Yeah.
I just think execution all around. Guys, they went out. We talked about that week, about trying to establish being balanced, and I think we did that. And presented itself in the run game. We just kept doing it until they stopped it. And tribute to those guys and going out. They really, for a short week, to go out and do what we did. I thought that was really good by the offensive line, the backs, the tight ends, everybody. It was a good win. It was fun.
John, was there more of an effort to run the ball in the way what Matt said? We obviously haven't gotten a chance to speak to you since he said that.
Mm-hmm. No. Like I've told you guys before, I'm going to do whatever's working. And it was working, And, like I just said, we made a big emphasis on the first couple of days. It was a short week. But we really wanted to get after that team. And I thought we did that. As a whole team. It was good. It was good to see that, get that going.
How do you know that it's the right thing to do to run the ball? Because statistically, against that team, they were top of 5 run defense.
Right. Well, as a play caller, as you're calling the game, you get a feel. You know what I mean? And it's certain runs, and it's certain runs for these guys. And, you listen. You listen to the coaches throughout the game, what's working, what we need to do. And that all factors in. And it was going. When something's going, let's stay with it. That's an important thing. Same thing in the passing game,
How much, if at all, do you convey to your players that you're willing to listen to their suggestions?
Oh, always. I'd be stupid if I wouldn't do that, if I didn't do that. I listen to everybody. I listen to quarterback. I listen to all the coaches, any players, especially players that have played in this league for a long time. I'm listening. And I have to do that. I've learned that throughout my whole coaching career. All the stuff I've learned has been through players. All my techniques, as far as coaching receivers and things like that, being around great quarterbacks, I've learned the game how they see it. Obviously I played a little bit and I understand from a receiver standpoint, but the other things, I'm still learning. And I think it's good when players speak up and let's talk about it. I think that's important because open communication, at the end of the day, all we want to do is win. And whatever we want to do, whatever they want to do, and as long as it helps us win the ball games, we'll do it.
So it didn't bother you that Matt questioned your approach?
No.
When he spoke
to us? No, listen, after the game, players are emotional. Coaches are emotional. And sometimes they say things maybe they shouldn't say. But, I'm cool with that. I don't have a problem with that at all. We all talked about it, and life goes on, and I listen. The guys want to do certain things. All right, as long as it's good for the team, let's do it.
John, how do you, just generally speaking, not just from players, but from everybody, reporters, fans, how do you deal with the second guessing that's inherent in a play caller's job, it seems?
Well, I don't listen to that. How do you know it's second guessing? I call the game as I see it. And I don't worry about that type of stuff. Never have.
John, what do you guys have to do to compensate for the loss of Curley?
We'll play certain guys in certain roles. The other guys have to step up. The good thing is they've been playing, they've been practicing, and we're all the way into this, halfway through the season now, and they have a good grasp of certain things that we do. So they're all going to play.
How do you feel the two rookies have progressed, Stewart?
I think pretty good. I think really good. They got in there in the game. I thought both of those guys did pretty good. I think Hanson had a little bit more reps. I thought he did a really nice job of doing what he was supposed to do. And, they've had a good week of practice so far.
How much did your time in New Orleans help you talk to players? Because Sean Payton could be kind of confrontational at times. So how much did you learn to develop your philosophy when a player is like?
I'll say this. I learned. That's when I started learning with John Gruden. I learned a lot of the X's and O's and the football part of the game. And then going with Sean Payton, that's where I really started to learn the communication of how to get that player ready to play, because he learned through Parcells. And then with Coach Carroll at USC, he does a lot of that. And that helped me a lot, especially going to college. You got to recruit, you got to talk, you got to communicate. And that was kind of out of my comfort zone, and that's where I really started to learn. And then Coach Payton, I think he does a remarkable job of getting players ready to play, finding ways to get them to play. I think that's, I don't know Mr. Parcells, but that he was really good at that. A lot of players said that. And so I've just, you know, I've jotting down my notes and try to carry that on. And, you know, I'm going to listen. I'm going to listen to players, and I find, you know, I certain players, you want to get to know them and find ways to get them motivated, ready to play the game.
John, when you were first hired here,
yeah,
there was a lot of talk kind of about why. Like, why would you want this job considering the state of the offense? There was uncertainty with Todd. Have you enjoyed to this point kind of proving some of those people wrong? But I mean, just proving people wrong, but the success that you guys have found thus far?
Listen, you know what's funny? I don't even think about that stuff. You know, I took this job, it was opportunity. I'm like, I'm taking this. You know, it's time. And I don't even think about that stuff. I don't know. Maybe it's weird, but I just stick my head down and grind every day. And I just try to, you know, whether we're 10-0, 0-10, whatever it is, I'm stay even keel. And I prepare the same way. I work hard the same way. I don't change. I had to take this opportunity. I'm not out to prove people wrong or anything. I'm out to try to win ball games. That's what my job is here. So I hope that answers your question.
Now, you're known for your great work ethic and the long hours and the fact that the Saints had a bed for you in the office there. What has that been like here now that you're the offensive coordinator, you're a position coach there? What kind of hours are you putting in, and how do you stay healthy and clear-minded with those type of hours?
You're getting my personal life. I thank you for your concern. Listen, listen.
That's Oprah.
Yeah. Listen, all the coaches work hard. I mean, they all, some sleep in the office, some don't. And it's not just me, it's everybody. Everybody's got their own time, how they do things a certain way. And that's the way I was taught early on. That's the way I've always done it. And it doesn't matter who I'm with or where I'm at, I'm always going to be the same guy, just like I said. Because that's all I know. And so I don't get caught up in all that stuff. But we all work hard. This is all a team effort. It ain't about me and stuff. You know what I mean? So I love what I do, and I'll do whatever it takes to win ball games.
Well, you or anybody else, so the profession, how do you maintain that lifestyle without?
Listen, you got to find time and, you know, go exercise 30 minutes here and there, and you got to sleep. And listen, I've been doing it for 19 years. Without much sleep, and I don't know. Maybe I'm screwed up or something. I don't know.
How have you seen the chemistry develop between Josh and Robbie Anderson this season, especially over the last few weeks or so?
Yeah, I think it's good because we're scoring touchdowns, and that's a good thing. But I think he's got a lot of chemistry with everybody. And it's just that he's open, and he's getting open. And it's good to see that, for sure.
John, the Buccaneers statistically are down in a lot of categories.
Yeah.
When you look at them on film, what do you see? Is it different than the story of the numbers?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think Coach Smith has those guys playing really well. They play hard. They know exactly what they're doing. And, you know, McCoy, he's a handle. And we got to make sure we handle him especially. He's a really good player. But they've been, you know, same defense for the last few years. And listen, the type of defense that they have, they can cause a lot of turnovers, you know, if you try to force balls and things like that. So we respect those guys. They're a good play. They're a good team.
Do they move McCoy around, or are he probably?
Yeah, you'll see him. Yeah.
Is Winters going to be the primary matchup for him?
I think they move him around, so he's going to be – he could be anywhere.
Okay.
When you look at the end of the half and end of game situation, that's kind of been tough for the offense since you had that success late in the first half against Cleveland. What – isn't working there from your standpoint?
At the end of the games?
Yeah, end of the game, then have like 2 minute drill.
Listen, I think there's a lot of things that factor into that, whether it's getting penalties, you're backed up, you're second and long, you're third and long, all those things, negative plays. And I think, you know, we've been talking about that a lot, and I think we've been rectifying that. Especially last week, we're in a 4 minute drill. That was good to be in that. But we're talking about that. We're making sure we're staying on top of that.
Thanks,
all right. Thanks, guys. Have a nice evening.
You too.